This is Philip H. Anselmo.
Hey, everybody. This is Ricky Rackman from Headbangers Ball.
Hey, guys. This is Aaron from Betraying the Martyrs.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike D. from Killswitch Engage.
Hey, this is Scooter Word from Cold.
And you are listening to.
Talk to me. With Joshua.
What is up, congregation? Welcome into Talk To Me. This is episode 224. As always, I am your host, Joshua Toomey. The guest this week is Valentino Ortega of Mice and Men, from Of Mice and Men. It's always a weird band name, of Mice and Men, from Of Mice and Men. We will get into that momentarily. It is a late night for me. Just got in from seeing It 2. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Guys, let me know what you guys think of the that movie. I thought it was funny. Thought it had some nice moments. A little far-fetched and a little long. I did not realize it was going to be 3 hours long going into it. And now I'm doing the podcast at a little bit after 12 o'clock on post day. So staying up late to get this out to you guys. But this is a good conversation, guys. We got a definitely got one of my favorite bands on the podcast this week, Of Mice and Men. They have a new album, their sixth album, Earth and Sky, out September 27th on Rise Records. You can pre-order it now over at Rise Records. They've got a couple of songs out. We're going to hear one later on called Mushroom Cloud. Fantastic song. And they will be going on tour with, see, this is another one, with For the Fallen Dreams, Thousand Below, and Bloodbather. Starting September 23rd, Los Angeles, California. Ending up October 19th in Mesa, Arizona. Definitely seen those guys live a few times and always a great time. So make sure to go check out some shows and some dates when they come through your area. So last week on the podcast, we had Scooter Ward of Cold. That was one of those where I did it more for me because I was a huge Cold fan. Wanted to get Scooter on the podcast. But the Cold Army came out in droves. That's one of my biggest episodes that didn't have Blabbermouth Love. Insane numbers. The entire Cold Army shared it amongst themselves, reached out, got a ton of new listeners. So if you're listening, if you stuck around, thanks for sticking around. We've got the 4-year anniversary guest coming up next week. This podcast has been around for 4 years now. And I got a monster guest for the 4-year anniversary show. Just got the confirmation today. Going to do the interview tomorrow. Might put it out a little early. You never know. And we'll do a little retrospective of the Talk To Me podcast next week on the show with the very, very special guest. And so this week, if you want to write in to the show, talktometalk@gmail.com. Maybe some of your favorite guests, some of your favorite conversations, some of your favorite moments over the last 4 years, 220 plus episodes. Also got confirmation today that I will be at Louder Than Life in the media tent once again, interviewing as many bands as I can, getting as much more content out there for you guys as I can. A lot of great bands on the bill this year, Slipknot, Stained. If I can get Aaron Lewis on the show just to talk about West Borland, that would be fantastic. But we'll see what happens. You never know what's going to happen in the media tent, and you guys will find out once I get all those interviews up and out to you. So make sure you're headed over to the Talk To Me congregation on Facebook. Join up over there. Tons of new members over there. It's a lot of fun. We're doing polls every day. We're doing discussion every day, debate every day. You might even get the episode early. You're not going to get this one early, but you're going to get some episodes early when I finish them early. As soon as I finish an episode, it is going to go in the congregation before it's released to the mass public. So if you want the podcast early, make sure you're going over to the Talk To Me congregation on Facebook. Always following on Instagram at Talk To Me Podcast. Twitter is at Talk To Me Talk. And the normal Facebook page is just facebook.com/Talk To Me Talk. But head over to the Talk To Me congregation. Join up. Have some debate. Have some discussion. Let your voice be heard.
My name is Scott Bowling. I have a show called Good Company. Good Company is a show where we film artists in the rock genre. And we talk about their first record all the way to where they are now. We've interviewed bands like Korn and Seven Dust and Rich Ward. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook under Good Company or Good Company with Bowling. So please, if you get a chance, check it out.
Good Company!
And make sure, guys, you are checking out Good Company with Bowling over on YouTube. Comment in the comment section that you heard about him and the show on the Talk To Me podcast. Also, head over to merchlive.com. Go through all of their wonderful t-shirts. If you liked all of the t-shirts in your heavy metal magazines back in the day, like Metal Edge and Rip and Kerrang and Hit Parader, all those bands are now over merchlive.com. You can get some Pantera. You can get some Johnny Cash. You can get some Misfits. You can get Metallica. You can get everybody over there. Five Finger Death Punch. So go over there, shop till you drop. Use the promo code TOOMY10, that is TOO10, for 10% off your entire order. Yes, that is TOOMY10 for 10% off your entire order. Head over to merchlive.com. Once again, TOOMY10 for 10% off your entire order. So let's get into the guest this week. We've got Valentino from Of Mice and Men on the podcast. Nice chat about their upcoming album, Earth and Sky. We talk about a kind of a dubstep crossover song they do with Kaizo and Ultron called Night Terror. So let's check out a little bit of that. Let's talk to Valentino. Let's check out one of their new songs, Mushroom Cloud. And then I will talk to you guys momentarily.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Well, we've got a Valentino of Mice and Men on the line, man. How's it going today?
Oh, good. Here in sunny Southern California, it is hot as hell, but I'm loving it.
Well, I'm in the Midwest, man, and we're hitting early fall, so it's kind of starting to feel like Halloween outside. I'm kind of enjoying it.
What? I'm jealous. That's my favorite time of year. When things get spooky.
Right.
And they start to cool down, too.
Yeah, everything starts to cool down, and then you get to go to like Walmart and, you know, Dollar General and get to, you know, go through all of their cool Halloween stuff.
Hell yeah.
Well, good, man. Well, great to talk to you. I've had Aaron on in the past. Big fan of the band, been a fan for a very, very long time. And, you know, everything I've heard off the new album sounds great. Out in a couple of weeks, Earth and Sky, out September 27th. Just give us a quick rundown of, you know, what you feel about the new album.
Oh man, I'm ready to get it out there. We've been sitting on so much awesome music that, you know, that's probably the hardest part of this job is to record a bunch of awesome material and then zip your mouth for 6 months or something like that. So, I mean, really, we've been able to put out a couple singles so far: "How to Survive," "Mushroom Cloud," and "Earth and Sky." We're dropping one today. It's called "Taste of Regret."
Nice.
It's happening. There's no stopping it. It's already down the pipeline. And then the album comes out on September 27th. So if you like kick-ass metal and a bunch of head-banging mosh riffs, then you're really going to like our new album.
Yeah, that's the one thing I noticed kind of listening to the newer stuff. You know, obviously, you guys had a gigantic hit with, you know, "Would You Still Be There?" The logical step would be write a bunch of radio-sounding singles because that was a very radio song. But I mean, it seems like you guys just continue to get heavier and heavier, and you know, kind of a different trajectory than most bands.
Sure, I think that kind of comes from on a lot of different records. We work with different producers, and I think we kind of come in as a team, and we get under the coaching style of our producer coach, and it kind of like we kind of like not only branch out because we love all kinds of music. But when we get in the studio, we get very creative and we kind of go down different avenues or rabbit holes, if you will, and kind of chase ideas and chase songs. And I think for in the past, you know, we've made really, really awesome tunes, and those songs absolutely exist in their element as they did during that time. And we still play a lot of them live. And at the same time, for Earth and Sky, we kind of wanted to have just a more focused metal sound, and metal has been the music that speaks the most to all of us in the band for so long. And I feel like after being a band for 10 years and we're on our sixth album, we were like, what statement does a Mice and Men, like, what do we as a Mice and Men, what is the statement that we're trying to do now? You know, like, we've been a band for 10 years, we've made a lot of records, we've had some proclaimed hits. You know, we've had these songs that we love to play live, and, you know, there's been so much. What is of Mice and Men to us in 2019 after being a band for 10 years? And for us, that was kick-ass metal jams. We wanted to get into the studio and up the ante, challenge ourselves, get in with a producer who knows freaking kick-ass metal, Josh Wilbur. He's done the Lamb of God albums. He did the newest Trivium. He mixes Parkway Drive, Korn. He recorded,
I believe he did
Soulfly.
the latest Soulfly album, which is an absolute return to form for those guys. So yeah, Josh Wilbur is a monster.
Absolutely. Yeah. So he, and the best part was like, he was just such a, we knew that when he said, oh, this is good, this one's sick, we're like, okay. Cause you know what's sick and what's not. And so I think that was cool. And he's also one of the younger producers that we've worked with. So it was kind of refreshing to have he was circle pitting around the studio during half of these songs.
That's
like,
awesome.
We know it's kicking ass when Josh Wilbur, who records all these amazing bands, is getting stoked on our jams, you know? And so that was kind of like a really exciting part of the process was kind of being challenged by him. And also he didn't dumb it down at all, like, and not that producers dumb it down, but I mean, like, he was like, no, pump it up, turn it to 11, I need it to be crazier, the drums need to be crazier, guitars need to be crazier. And it's like, it's not often that you hear that, but to us, like, we just want to make the best music that we can. And I think when we locked in Josh and we were kind of like doing that band self-reflection, we wanted to kind of make a statement of, this is where Of Mice and Men is today. And this is where, this is what we stand for. This is the kind of music we love to make. And if you love this, then, you know, keep on with us. You know, like, we're going to keep playing these songs. We're going to keep playing the old songs. Like, it's, we will always be a metalcore band. We will always be a hardcore influenced metal band. That's what we come from. So for us, we kind of wanted to make an album that spoke that without saying it. It's just, it is, you know, like, it just exists.
What did you learn from touring with a band like Slipknot and Marilyn Manson? And did that carry over into this album at all?
Absolutely. It made us realize how much more honest we need to be with our music and not worry about what's going to be a single or what's going to be on the radio or what's going to be on MTV or whatever. If anything, touring with a band like Slipknot and Marilyn Manson proved to us that you do whatever the fuck you want. Like, you make the music that you want to make. You break your neck over making that music, and you pour your blood on that music, and you bury that music, and then you dig it back up. And like, we heard some crazy shit from touring with those guys. But what resonated the most with us was they do what they do best, which is not listening to anybody, not following a stereotype, just doing what they do. And I think so often as a society, people can feel like, oh my God, I need to compare myself to this, or, oh my God, this person has this, or this band sounds like that, so they're big. Or this Slipknot never, ever compared themselves to another band. It was like, oh yeah, Metallica. If we could sound like Metallica, we'd be bigger. Hell no. Like, no. Metallica didn't even say anything like to another band, if we sounded like this, we could be bigger. The biggest artists in the world did, and this is in metal and rock. I can't say the same for manufactured bubblegum pop music and whatever you are hearing on mainstream music, but I know that in the metal and rock world, the most successful people are the ones that put their blinders on and put their heads down and focused on their craft and did what they did best. And they didn't pander to anybody. Slipknot just had their biggest album of all time 20 years later, after 20 years of people saying, you'll never be big, you're terrible, the masks are a gimmick, blah, blah, blah. And they would tell us this stuff, and they're like, do you think we care about those people? No, we care about the fans that are out there. We care about anybody that listens to our music. We care about the music that we make. So we don't care about what MTV cares about. We don't care about, and this is all, you know, through the ages, and change MTV with YouTube or a Spotify algorithm or Instagram algorithm. Nah, none of it matters. Like, it's all about it comes down to the music and your audience's consumption of that. And to be put into, man, I still see people being like, I still see the taglines today, Slipknot and new metal and Korn not new metal and stuff like that. And it's like, people are always going to throw labels on whatever it is that they do. But you know what Korn did? It made music that sounded like Korn. And nobody sounds like Korn. You know what Slipknot did? They made music that sounds like Slipknot. And nobody sounds like Slipknot. And what Of Mice and Men's going to do is make songs that sound like Of Mice and Men. And nobody's going to do that but us.
You just brought up Slipknot releasing an incredible album and one of the biggest albums of their career. Obviously, Tool just released an album after 13 years, which could knock off Taylor Swift off the top of the charts. You know, your album's coming out. There's a new Korn album coming out. We're in like a very small pocket of greatness, and you guys are right in there with all of it.
I mean, that's, when you put it that way, is absolutely insane, man. Like, to be thought that our album could be put alongside all of those albums too is, you know, it's insane. And we've had the pleasure of playing shows and touring with a lot of the bands. And if anything, it's just, we just always want to be creating like they have, you know, and they've led the way for us. We are a couple generations before, or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the term would be, but those bands inspired us to pick up guitars and to play music and to be putting music out alongside them and to be playing festivals and playing shows alongside them and to be hanging out with them backstage and being just, it feels like tears, you know, and like, and it's such an incredible thing to think that music, you don't know how music is going to inspire people. And I don't think they knew how their music was going to inspire people, but it did. And here we are today. And you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for any of those bands. And they still inspire me even to this day. All their new music, all their old music, everything about being a part of this metal community. We just spent a month in Europe touring alongside even the just gnarly, gnarly metal bands. And for us, it's just crazy that we get to wave our own flag, that we get to be Of Mice and Men. And we bring Of Mice and Men music to the table. It's not anything contrived. It's like, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is the kind of music we make, and we do it for ourselves. And we learn that from some of the best in the business. And if you don't have that self-worth, that self-integrity of your craft, then you're going to be influenced by things that are going to make it not authentic. And the most authentic thing you can be is yourself.
Another thing that came out recently was the Night Terror collaboration that you guys did with Kaizo and Yoltron, I guess his name is. How much did you have involvement in that? How much you personally were involved in that?
Oh, I was at the session. We were at the session. Like, it was, Yoltron and I go back for, I mean, over 10 years now, growing up in the Southern California metal and hardcore and the beginnings of the EDM scene. I mean, the homies are a pretty tight-knit community out here as far as the ones that are still around playing music and on the grind, you know what I mean? And so people have come and gone, but the ones that are still making music, you know, like we still kind of keep in contact. And with Instagram and social media and stuff these days, it's easier than ever for musicians to kind of hit up another musician and be like, yo, let's collab. And that's exactly what Yoltron and Kaizo did to us. They reached out to me and they were like, yo, T, let's get in the studio. Let's get everyone together and let's create something. Like, we are hugely inspired by Mice and Men, and he listed off some of the other bands that he's done the collabs with, Under Oath and Papa Roach and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up, there's a lot of cross inspiration from in heavy music, whether that's heavy dance music, whether that's heavy metal music, whether that's heavy rock music, or just anything that is more aggressive than your average music. I think there's always going to be inspiration and from other kinds of music. And so for them, they had been doing EDM and dance music for a while. And they were like, we want to bring it back to our roots. And there's heavy music and heavy music. It should be played together. And we should do something like that. So that song has existed for even longer than the album has. And so we've been kind of like sitting on that one. And it came about so easy. And watching those guys, them and their instruments, and how they are able to create a whole new sonic landscape and what I think can be created on a guitar or drums or a bass or vocals. It's just incredible, you know, and that's just technology. And that's where their brains excel in next level sonics. And for us, you know, we know how to bend the strings on a guitar and beat the crap out of the drums to sound a certain way. But then you mesh that with a whole other sonic landscape. It just, I don't know. It was a really, really cool experience. The first time of Mice and any of us had ever collaborated with, dance music producers. So it was super like painless, and it was a lot of fun. And now we're doing an insane show in Vegas together. And, as part of, Kaizo's Unleashed series, and we're about to go, you know, rock a rave on Halloween. Like, I never in a million years would have said that, you know, a Mice and Men would do something like that, but music is amazing and music brings so many people together. And if these guys love heavy music as much as we do, which they do, and if their fans want that new sound, which is, old to us, but new to an entire audience of people that maybe didn't know about that. You know, I think it's hugely awesome. And that collaboration is probably the first of many, because I think as musicians, having been a band, having done A Mice and Men for 10 years and making a crossover song with these producers was really cool. And why wouldn't we do more of that? Because it's just, that just challenges us musically, and that who knows what you can come when you bring a ton of different, great minds together in a room, and you say, let's make music together. Like, we all speak music languages. Let's create our own language. That's kind of like what the attempt is every time.
There's a purity to those tones that they get that you can't necessarily recreate with a guitar, and there's a heaviness to it if it's done right. Like what you guys did, I think, was done very well. And, you know, the more you talked about it, the more you're going to look back on that Korn EDM record and 5-10 years from now and realize maybe that thing was just obviously kind of panned when it came out, but maybe it's going to be looked back upon as a groundbreaking record.
Sure. You know who else released something that I thought on the topic of creating the sounds outside of the computer? Tom Morello, one of the most sonically innovative guitar players of, I say, of all time, one of my greatest heroes of all time. He just put out a rock EDM, or, you know, rock/ influenced by metal, because he's influenced by Pantera and fucking Ozzy and all those people. Like, so his influences shine in that. And I think, I don't know, I just think music is so, it's such an amazing skill that is learned over time. And if you can find ways to incorporate your sound and your music into other kinds of music and trying to find a commonality between that, I think that's hugely important. And for somebody as iconic as Tom Morello to step into that realm and say, yeah, and I'm going to rock out on guitar too, and I'm going to make noises with my guitar too, and I'm going to go crazy with this too. And, you know, I think it's just, music is awesome. And that's where you're going to find it. You're going to find it in like underground raves, and you're going to find it in underground metal shows, and you're not going to find it in the mainstream. You're going to find it just you're going to find it somewhere else, and it's going to be powerful, and it's going to move you. And that's kind of the beauty of that music, of heavy music.
Yeah, and there's definitely nothing more underground than a good rave. You know, back in the day when you'd have to take an egg to the gas station, and the gas station would give you a note that you would have to take over here, and, you know, to find the rave, you know something crazy that. Maybe we need to get back to all that too.
I think that all that stuff still happens too, and then I think everyone just kind of goes down different paths, but there's always a path through the underground. And I think anybody that loves this kind of music, anybody that loves that kind of music, anybody that seeks something outside of what is considered normal will find that path. And Of Mice and Men will always go down that path. We will always be there for our audience, you know, and us as musicians and us as human beings will always be there for our fans and for people that want to appreciate music and want to experience it in the way that we do, and people that want to buy an album and sit and listen to it and read through the liner notes and experience that album in a way that you know that the musicians in it made that album. You know, like, it's about having a layer cake with everything. There has to be layers. It has to be dense, because in this era, it's all about instant gratification. It's all about face value. It's all about the facade. But what isn't is metal. What isn't is the underground. What isn't is us writing these songs, us creating this music out of pure passion of being able to create and wanting to create. And it's like, that'll always be there for everybody that's searching for that.
Absolutely, man. Well, as we wrap this one up, you know, Earth and Sky out September 27th. And let's kind of end off with Mushroom Cloud and kind of give us a background of the song, maybe a story about writing it.
Well, Mushroom Cloud is the instrumental existed for a while. It was meant for fire. It was meant for circle pits. It was meant for circle banging. it was just supposed to be the most obnoxious spectacle of metal, I guess. And when Aaron was writing lyrics to the album, a lot of our songs kind of exist as instrumentals first. And Aaron kind of, like, the way that they translate to him and the way that maybe then we all kind of talk about the music and kind of talk about the message of the song and kind of what that kind of stuff entails. He kind of like, it's kind of about losing your mind and blowing your brains out. You know what I mean? Like, it's about the contemplation of just, is it too much? Has life done me so wrong that I'll never come back? You know what I mean? Am I too far gone? And I think as humanity, as emotional beings, being people that rely on emotions to get through life, all of us as humanity, it's a topic that gets thought about from time to time. And there's a darkness that always comes in with that. And I think if you let it happen, then you're at a loss, you know? And so for us, it's always kind of about when we're making music, when we're writing songs, when the lyrics are being written, it's about walking that fine line of what is the answer here? I'm going to find it traveling through the darkness in order to come out on the other side. And I need to personify these demons in order to calm them. You know what I mean? So Mushroom Cloud it's a psycho song. Circle bang for me one or two times. Throw your horns up and then open the pit up at the bridge. Come on. What are you doing?
Well, that is a perfect ending to this. Valentino, man, thanks for taking the time today. Good luck on tour. Good luck with the new album, man. We will see you on the road.
Thank you very much. Take it easy.
All right, man. Take care. We
Hey, this is Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit, Big Dumb Face, Black Light Burns, Queen Fong, and you're listening to Talk To Me.
Cause it's here.
All right, guys, you just heard Dragon with a song called Majesty. Always good when you get some stuff that's titled Experimental Doom Black Metal. So, yeah, check out some Dragon with Majesty. And before that, you heard of Mice and Men with their latest Mushroom Cloud off of Earth and Sky coming out soon. So make sure you're heading over to Rise Records and pre-ordering now. Make sure you're hitting up the Facebook group, the Talk To Me Congregation. Let your voice be heard. Also, at Talk To Me Talk on Twitter, facebook.com/TalkToMeTalk. And give me your last 4 years of the podcast memories, best of type stuff for next week's episode over at TalkToMeTalk@gmail.com. And I will read that on there and give you a nice shout out. Probably going to bring back reading iTunes reviews. Got a couple of great ones. So if you want to get those read on the podcast, make sure you're hitting up iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's known now, or Facebook recommendations. Anywhere you can review the podcast, make sure you are doing it. And if you want to support the podcast monetarily, it's patreon.com/talktome. And if you don't have any extra cash laying around, but you want to support the podcast, anytime you see it pop up, just hit that share button. Let your friends know that you're checking out the Talk To Me podcast, because if they're your friends, they're probably into some of the same stuff you are, and they might even be into the Talk To Me podcast. So let your friends know that you're checking it out, and that would be much appreciated. So until next Thursday with the 4-year anniversary special of the Talk To Me podcast, I am Joshua Toomey, and I will talk to you guys soon.